Good afternoon, everybody. I'm back like a bad penny. Anyway, I'm in the kitchen and I just want you to hear that my Tassimo is well again. We actually couldn't find the guide, so we didn't know what the symbol meant. Roland described it as red with three exclamation marks, but actually what they were is like sprinkles of water, like a shower, three of them. So we rang Bosch in the end, and they emailed us the manual, which would have been no good for me because it was a series of pictures, actually, but that was okay because I've got Obi here to look at them. And so, this morning, we actually fixed it. And it involved doing, Nama actually helped me, I'm just looking at the tea, helped me by looking online for me, and she identified the problem. It needed descaling, which is what I thought it might do, because we live in a very hard water area, and I've had it for 6 months and I've never done it. Whoops. I nearly had a disaster then because I forgot to put a cup underneath. Oh dear. Some mothers do have them. I've not got any of my cups that I like. They're all in the dishwasher. This one I'll have to do. I think it'll be fine. I don't know if I can use that one now. Let's see what happens if I just put it back on. Nothing. Okay, let's try again. I might have wasted some tea. Okay. Let's see what happens. The Tassimo is quite temperamental. It needs everything doing it in exactly the right order, otherwise it doesn't work. Okay, it already pierced this, but let's see if we can get it to work. I'm going to have a croissant with it because I've had no breakfast. That's only 20 past two. What was I going to say? We had to descale it. It basically involved putting the service disc in and holding the on button in for 5 seconds. Well, I did try all that yesterday and I couldn't get it to do it. But when I did it, Obi told me what the pictures were and I did it. And I actually did it perfectly, so. And then you have to clean it afterwards by activating the service disc 4 times, and it just runs water through it to clean it. But it said it took about half an hour to descale it. It took about 20 to 25 minutes because we went upstairs and left it, so we're not quite sure when it finished. I'm very pleased to say that it is on the mend. I was a little bit concerned. I want to be without my Tassimo. This is a cremated croissant. That's not too bad. I don't like them too greasy, so I tend to overdo them in the oven a bit. But okay. Nice strong cup of tea that does in the Tassimo. It's Twining's breakfast tea. Anyway, I've also finally got around to testing out the new kettle again, the replacement to the new kettle, and that seems to be working okay. Tasting anything from it yet? See if it's chemically like the last one that had to go back. I hope not. Because if it's okay, I will take my old kettle back up into the bedroom, which is where it came from, the other one. Hello. Ronan. Yeah, do you mind?
Sorry, I just at the end of it.
He's broken a bit off my cross. Nothing's sacred in this house, I'll tell you. Nothing. What have you got there?
Rubbish.
Rubbish? Mm-hmm. That bin's full, I think. Why empty it for me? Oh, you didn't so answer.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, you are? Oh, good, thank you. You going to take it out, though?
No, I'm going to shoes on.
Put some shoes on then.
Well, when I'm going out.
Okay, everyone.
Bet you do, bro.
Bye for now.
Why are you using them see-through bags?